So the risk factors, number one is if you have a hereditary colon cancer syndrome in your family, and those would be usually people know that, but not always. And so it's important for the most, one of the main things we want to know from people when we talk with them about what test would be the best one is if they have a family history of colon cancer, we might try to tease that out more because we're looking for conditions and the most common hereditary cause is called Lynch syndrome. And that's a condition where people have, Dr. Woodward talked a little bit about the different sort of molecular things that go on. And people who have Lynch syndrome have an inherited mutation in a gene that makes them more predisposed to getting colon plus other cancers, endometrial and some other cancers that aren't involving even the colon. So Lynch syndrome is an important one to know about. Another one is familial polyposis, and those are people who make a lot of polyps in their colon. So, and then just people who have a family history of a sibling with colon cancer or a first or second degree relative, like a parent, another second to first degree, like a parent, child, or a sibling, or second degree relatives. We want to know that also. Other things that make you at higher risk is if you have inflammatory bowel disease, and that means a condition like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, not irritable bowel syndrome. Sometimes people get those confused, but inflammatory bowel disease, I think, is good to know. And also, people who've had radiation to the abdomen or into the pelvis also makes them at higher risk of developing colorectal cancer. So, those are the people that I would stratify into the higher risk. And in that case, those are the people that we would want to start with colonoscopy. That they aren't, the other tests aren't indicated for them.